Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 369. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today I want to talk about hot and cold behavior. Specifically, how should you deal with someone else's hot and then cold behavior? That's hot and cold behavior from someone you're dating, from a friend, you name it. And I have a very simple way that I approach this because I think the reality of life is that people go from hot to cold a lot. We do it a lot. And there are plenty of reasons why. I did an episode titled Why Men Lose Interest a while back that I think you should listen to if you want more on the topic of why, the why behind this kind of behavior. But the reality is it's very, very common for someone to do this. To go from all in to all out, to go from interest to non-interest, to go from I'm excited to get to know you to like purposefully letting everything fizzle out. And, you know, if you're honest, I'm sure you have found yourself in situations where you were kind of all in and then through your own motivation or perspective, your own reasoning, you decided that you were out. So I think it's very common. But today I want to talk about if you are on the receiving end of this type of behavior, because it is very frustrating. And I do the podcast to help alleviate your frustrations in life, to simplify your reaction to them. But it really is very, very frustrating to be on the receiving end of hot and cold behavior. It's probably just about the most frustrating thing ever because there you are and you're using what they said and what they did previously to project what's next. And when you're hearing things like, oh, I can't wait to see you again. I had a great time. You're amazing. You use that to be like, okay, great. This is fantastic. You know, there's nothing to overthink here. But then when that behavior suddenly turns into long periods of unanswered texts and excuses and ultimately a fizzled out relationship, it's very easy then to start beating yourself up, to start overthinking, and to ultimately arrive at a conclusion that you did something wrong, that you weren't enough to keep their interest. But of course, if you listen to the podcast, it's going to come as no shock that I don't think hot and cold behavior deserves your energy. It really doesn't. Frankly, I don't think it even deserves a reaction from you. And I'm going to show you how I, in my life, tend to think about this, how I, frankly, just kind of amp myself up so much so that once someone goes from hot to cold, they're just off my radar. They're immediately off my radar. So I'll hop right into it. I'll talk about how I do this. Quick ask of you is that if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy my perspective, I'm getting really into YouTube lately and making videos there. I released two last week. I released two the week before. So if you head over to YouTube and search for Case Kenny, you'll find my new channel. And if you do me a favor and hit subscribe, it would mean a lot. It really does. It means the world to me to have you listen to the podcast. I've been doing it for years. And I'd love to see you over on YouTube and you could see me live and in person, not just a voice on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, just a real dude. So thanks for that. Thank you for always supporting me. But let's talk about this topic here. Again, the question is, how should you react to hot and cold behavior? Well, in honor of this episode, that's episode 369, the answer is, damn, you fine. And we need to remember that in the face of hot and cold behavior. Damn, you fine. That's the truth. That's the place of truth that we need to come back to when someone else starts to fizzle, when they start to lose interest, when they start to make excuses. We need to come back to this place. That's a place where you're like, yeah, damn, I am fine. That's the mantra we need to repeat instead of going to a place where it's like, ah, I need to win them back. I need to do more to get them interested again. I need to do something. I can't lose their interest. No, we go back to ourselves and we keep our focus here. That is, we shift our focus from wondering how they see you back to how you see you. You shift your focus from hoping they see something again in you, that they're back interested. We shift from wondering if you did something wrong, from hoping that they see something in you again, from that back to you. Damn you fine. That'll be the last song reference there. But that is kind of the gist of what I think is the most redeeming mindset you can have in the face of hot and cold behavior. You simply shift. You shift your focus from wondering how they see you back to how you see you. And I'll amp you up in a second here for how I think you should see yourself. But let's consider what we do a lot of the time when someone starts to go from hot to cold. And what we tend to do through my own experience and my own observations is we do this thing where we start to wonder how they see us. We start to wonder if we did something wrong. Maybe we didn't bring our A game. Maybe we weren't enough for them. They didn't see enough in us. We weren't funny enough, attractive enough, valuable enough. We couldn't maintain their attention. We start to wonder that. What did I do wrong? How are they seeing me? How did I miss the mark? We start to run wild with thoughts like maybe they didn't think I was enough. Maybe they didn't see enough attraction in me. Maybe I wasn't flirtatious enough, whatever. That's the place we tend to go to. And then our focus stays there, wondering, projecting, overthinking how they see us. And when that's the case, it's no wonder then that we really let hot and cold behavior get to us. It's no wonder it makes us self-conscious. It makes us doubt ourselves and all these negative things. Because the natural conclusion we arrive at when our focus is on what they think of us is that, well, they must not think that much of us, right? That's why they went from hot to cold, because I wasn't enough. I didn't do enough. So they didn't see enough in me. That's where we arrive, logically. I don't think that's a stretch. That's just what we do. But I don't think that's the place where we belong, of course. You know I'm going to say that. But that's kind of how we're wired. So how do we shift then? How do we shift our focus from them back to us? Well, I don't think it's as simple as just being like, well, all right, whatever. I'm going to focus on me and how amazing I am. And I'm just going to forget about them. I don't think it's realistic to say you could just snap your fingers and do that. So let's get a little bit practical here. Here's what I do. It's understanding that we're human, that we're going to wonder, we're going to play the what if game, we're going to do the little human song and dance before we finally get to that place of self-compassion. We're naturally going to do that. So what I do is I realize that and I say, okay, I'm human. They've gone from hot to cold on me, and I'm going to start this thing of wondering what they think of me. Okay, fine. If I'm going to do that, fine. But I'm going to do it in a way that fires me up and leads me to a place where I'm focused on how I see myself. And that is the redeeming place I want to be. So they're hot, they're cold. I'm like, I wonder what they think of me. I wonder how they see me. I stop there and I pivot to this. I say, well, shit, if they're going hot and cold on me, if they're making all these excuses about why we can't meet up, why we can't go out again, if they've stopped asking questions about me and trying to get to know me, they've gone from 100 to zero, I know exactly what they think of me. I don't need to run one ifs, what ifs. I know exactly what they think of me. They think that I'll just wait around until they come back. They think I'm the kind of person who's okay with that kind of behavior. They think they can get away with that kind of behavior, that I'll just be here waiting to welcome them with open arms. They think I've got nothing else going on in my life and I'll just be here. Heck no, absolutely not. Like, I get fired up just saying that. They think I'm just going to hang around and wait, that I'm okay with that kind of behavior. Absolutely not. So that's how I kind of reframe my thought process from one of, wow, I wonder what they think of me. I need to do more to prove myself, from that to, I know what they think of me. They think I'll just wait around. They think I'm the kind of person with nothing going on. And I don't know about you, but that like really fires me up. It's not like you're reframing it to be you versus them. You're not making it where like they're the villain. But what you are doing is you're tapping into your humanness to fire yourself up, to give yourself that push, that incentive to look back to you and how you see you instead of playing the what ifs and wondering how they see you. Because really, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter how they see you. It really doesn't. It could be that they see you like I just described. They think that they can just screw around and take advantage of how nice you are. It could be that. There are people who absolutely think that way. Or it could be one of the many reasons I talked about in the episode of why men lose interest. They could have a bunch of other things going on. They could have gotten scared, sidetracked, chose someone else. They could be held back by an attachment issue. They could just be scared and afraid to have an awkward conversation with you, whatever. But it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you find a way to pivot where your focus is. Pivot away from wondering how they see you to how you see you. Because at this point, you know how they see you, and it doesn't matter the exact why. And we need to be looking back at ourselves, because that is how you take back your power. That is how you stop giving energy and attention to someone who's not going to be part of your life any longer. Hot and then cold behavior. When you experience that, when someone is giving that to you, you're done. You've got to be done. Because again, as I say in many episodes, the expectation you have for yourself is the expectation you have for others. It has to be. And if you, as a person, you are willing to live a life of love and date and not go hot and cold, that has to be your expectation for other people. That has to be the standard. That has to be the boundary. And as soon as someone makes it clear that they've chosen to go from hot to cold, you hold them accountable for that expectation in the same way you hold yourself to it. Your attention is no longer theirs to have. Your energy is no longer theirs to have. It's back to you. It's away from wondering how they might see you, back to how you see you. And I hope that you see yourself and you're like, damn, you fine. And you amp yourself up. You take back your power. And I think that getting compassionately fired up about yourself is how you snap out of it. You remember who the heck you are, and you look at their behavior. You look at someone who went from hot to cold. You look at someone who stopped asking you about yourself, who stopped trying to get to know you, to a place where, you know, they went from nothing to full of excuses, where they go from, why don't we meet up at Thursday at 7 to, yeah, you know, we should hang out sometime soon, where they stop communicating, where they're filled with excuses. That's cold. You look at that cold type of behavior and you snap your fingers and you stop wondering what they think about you, because it doesn't matter anymore. You expect the same behavior of others that you expect of yourself. And if you are opposed to being hot and then cold with someone else, you should expect the same of them. And if you need that little extra push, because it is easy to allow excuses to buy time, it's easy to be like, oh, well, you know, they're busy, they'll come back around. It's cool. I'm a chill person. It's cool. I'm chill. It's easy to do that. So if you need a little push, you say, oh, what do they think of me? What do they think about me? Well, ... they must not think that much of me, because they're hot and then they're cold. And they think that I'm okay with that behavior, but I'm definitely not. I'm too fine for this. And then you get to a place of where you're remembering what you think of you. Just a little push. If you need that, I find it helpful in my life. If you don't need it, fantastic. But it has to go back to you. You have to refocus from what they think of you to what you think of you. Because when you're focused on you, you don't get drawn into drama that doesn't deserve your energy. You don't give someone more of what they don't already appreciate. You don't wait around for someone who's unsure about you. You don't do that, because you've grown and you've learned that you don't do that. You don't do it anymore. You expect the same of others that you expect of yourself. And you don't waste your time with people, right? If you're listening to this podcast, I think you're probably the kind of person who has strong boundaries and standards, and you don't waste your time. You don't go hot and cold. You might be interested in someone and realize you're not anymore, but you're willing to have an awkward conversation, speak your truth, and move on. And because you do it, you expect others to do it as well. And if someone else wants to go hot and cold and string you along and play that game, so be it. But you are done. Your standard kicks in and you say, nope, I'm not even going to wonder what they think of me, because I know what I think of me. And when you're in this place, when that's your mentality, you can remind yourself constantly of what you think of you, even if sometimes you struggle to have the highest opinion of yourself. I think that's normal. At minimum, though, put your focus back on you. Take it away from them. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it anymore. Bring it back to you. At minimum, just remember how you got here. Remember the standards you've developed for yourself, the boundaries you've told yourself that you would live by. Remember those. You don't remember those things when you're so focused on them and you're wondering what they think of you and what you need to do to get more of their attention. No, you remember your standard, what you said you would do the next time someone acted all unsure about you. You finally focus on that, you focus on you, and you act on it. You shift your focus from them to you. That is how you deal with hot and cold behavior. That is how you stop giving someone more of what they don't appreciate. That is how you take back your power. So I'll end it right there. Shorter episode. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd head over to YouTube, subscribe to my new channel, Case Kenny. And if you're looking for ways to bring these mindsets that I talk about on the podcast to life, head over to newmindsethoodis.com, pick up a journal. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.